You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Dear listener, Mr. Tony Burke is with us. Mr. Tony Burke, welcome to SBS Radio Bangla program.
Really good to be back on the program.
Mr. Burke, you have been elected to the Division of Watsons since 2004. What about this time? Are you confident enough for the 18th May federal election?
I never take anything for granted. So I approach every election on the basis that before they start counting, every candidate has the number zero next to their name. It is true that I have never felt such support from the community as I have this election. I think this election, people have watched over the last few years of a Liberal government try to marginalise people and a Liberal government try to divide the community in different ways. And people have taken note of the fact that every time that's happened, I've been the first to be on my feet defending the community.
The Division of Watson has a large number of Bangla-speaking voters. What is your plan for them if you elected again?
The Bangla community has been one of the wonderful developments in my local area in the time I've been in Parliament. When I was first elected, the Bangla community locally was growing, but many were not yet citizens. And in the time that I've been the member, I've seen many, many people become citizens, and to the point now where after English, Bangla is the most spoken language in Makemba, more spoken than Arabic, which is a real change to what it was a bit over 10 years ago. So the relationship of the Bangla community is very close. All of our policies are relevant. So the Bangla community, like any other group, needs to have a good health system, access to Medicare, and our cancer package is really important there because cancer will make people sick, but it should not make people poor. The investment in education is something that the Bangla community has always appreciated very deeply, as well as our small business policies. The parent visa that we've proposed has been raised with me by many people. It is not fair that people at the moment have to choose which grandparent they can bring to Australia, and the fees are way too high. Labor's policy on the parent visa to make it a quarter of what the current cost is and to mean that people no longer have to choose to only bring over one set of grandparents is a real change in people's lives, and people have been raising that with me. But I think the other thing that is really important is, well, two other things. One, the Bangla community, I think, understands better than any other community the importance of language. You have a community that has fought for its language. And when Tanya Plibersek announced that we would be supporting community languages and supporting the Saturday schools of languages, I think that really struck in the, really reached the heart of the Bangla community. The final thing I'd say, though, that is important, we need to change the conversation in Australia. We need to have members of parliament and a government that will spend their time bringing people together. I've been devastated when this government's tried to allow more racist hate speech, or when they tried to introduce a university-level English test for citizenship. The Bangla community were right at my side when together we fought against those changes and we won. I want the movement in the next parliament to how we bring people closer together, not to how we divide people.
It is said that nowadays it is harder for migrants and multicultural Australians to become a citizen. If your party wins the election, will be there any change?
The government tried to make changes that would make it much harder. They tried to make changes that meant it would take longer to qualify, and that if you did qualify, you then had to pass a university-level English test. We fought that and stopped it, but if the Liberals are elected, they will try to do that again. We will not do anything like that. We will not make it harder for people who want to make a pledge to Australia to become Australian citizens.
A death tax was abolished back in the 1970s. There is a scare campaign that Labor has a secret plan to introduce a death tax. What is your opinion?
Completely untrue. And the members of the Liberal Party who are promoting that conversation about death taxes should know that there is only one member of parliament, only one member of parliament who at any point in the last 10 years has said they won't rule out a death tax. And that was Scott Morrison, the current Prime Minister of the Liberal Party, when he was Treasurer, said he wouldn't rule it out. Other than that, there is no proposal at all. And people who are spreading I don't like to use the word lie, but the people who are spreading it are spreading a lie. There is no proposal of that nature, and the Liberal Party should be ashamed of themselves for putting this argument out there.
In the May budget by the coalition, there is nothing to improve in visa processing times, and the coalition still wants to privatize the Australian visa processing system. What is your party's stand on this?
We will not privatise the visa processing scheme. We are opposed to the, Labor is opposed to the privatisation of the visa scheme. And I think what we've seen with the government's handling, it's not only visa processing that's slowed down, citizenship has as well. And I think this is just part of the chaos. Now, the Liberal Party, when you have three prime ministers, three treasurers, three deputy prime ministers, when you have the sort of chaos we've seen for the last 6 years, it's no wonder they can't get the basic things right, like processing visas. What Labor is offering is a united, stable team. We've all had been doing similar jobs now, or the same jobs for 6 years. The same leader, the same deputy, the same shadow treasurer, the same leader in the Senate. Many of us are in portfolios where we previously held the same portfolio in government. That's certainly true for me. So we are a stable, experienced team. The chaos that we've seen in the visa system is directly linked to the chaos we've seen with this government.
So what is your party plan about the climate change?
The people who've come from Bangladesh, I think, really are the world experts on climate change in many ways. It is a lived experience in many parts of Bangladesh with rising sea levels. The scientists say that to avoid dangerous climate change, the target needs to be 45%. Labor has listened to that and made the target exactly 45%. And the modelling that's been done says, because of the way Labor's designed the scheme, that the impact on the economy is pretty much the same as the impact from the Liberals making a much smaller effort. The problem for the Liberals on climate change is too many of them don't even believe it's happening. Yeah, you can't tell someone from Bangladesh, if that's their heritage, that climate change isn't happening. People have seen it. People have seen the worst impacts of it. So the choice on climate change is simple. Labor knows it's real and listens to the scientists and has a plan that makes sure that Australia has a strong economy and earns jobs through the renewable sector, which gives people cheaper and cleaner electricity. The Liberal Party doesn't even believe climate change is happening for a whole lot of them, and that means they'll never be capable of acting on it.
If you win this election, what will be your first priority job?
Can I tell you, there's something really simple I want to do immediately. When you're citizenship minister, you write the message that is read out at every citizenship ceremony around Australia. And there were two words on the message that used to be there when I was citizenship minister. Those two words were welcome home. The moment Scott Morrison replaced me in that job, because he became the next citizenship minister, he took those words out. Why would anyone think it was wrong to say to new citizens, welcome home? And it will be a very quick thing to sign off on. But if we win and I'm sworn in as the new citizenship minister, within the first 10 minutes, I want to be signing off on a brief to put the words welcome home back into the message that's given to every new Australian citizen.
Mr. Tony Burke, thank you for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. SBS.com.au